Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with an update on COVID-19 on this Labor Day holiday. We know one good piece of news. It's been 30 straight days that we've been under 1%.
Yes, the overall trend continues to be good, even though lawmakers and health officials are kind of bracing for a lot of students returning to school this week and wondering how that will impact the rates. We've already seen at SUNY campuses, especially Oneonta, where students came back, there was a lot of parties. Students got infected. Some 600 people have tested positive there, and now the campus is going back to online. We're seeing other flare-ups at other campuses, though not as much as Oneonta. We're also seeing a slight raise in regional infection rates. Long Island inched up to about 1.5% over the weekend, although now it's back down to 1%. And one other thing to note that state officials are looking to do in order to monitor the disease is post-mortem testing for coronavirus. People who have died in nursing homes and hospitals and other settings, if it's not confirmed before that they had the virus, they will be tested post-mortem to see if, in fact, they died because of the virus.
You also have an interesting story, Yancey, about the Shinnecock Native American tribe out on Long Island and some things that they want to get involved with. One includes a casino.
That's right. They, like everybody else, have seen an economic shutdown during this pandemic. So they're trying to counter that with some really bold ideas. Casinos, medical marijuana, and digital billboard ads. Just recently, the tribe partnered with a couple of underwriters with experience in casinos in other places, such as Seminole Hard Rock Entertainment. And recently, the National Indian Gaming Commission approved a gaming ordinance for the tribe, which is basically a document that outlines a structure and a plan of its initiatives. So what they're looking for is the state at some point will look to expand downstate casinos. And the tribe is out there ahead of a lot of others trying to push for one. This would be at the eastern end of Long Island.
If that happens, it'd be interesting to see how that cuts into the already revenues that have gone down as a result of the casinos that have opened in the state.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a big question here about the future of all casinos and how they have not done as well as projected. But at the same time, they provide some revenue and jobs for their local host communities.
Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks for joining us on the holiday.
Thanks, Dave.